The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly is here to answer any tech questions that you have. You've also been looking at Lidl's Silvercrest Monsieur Cuisine Smart.
It's Notions. Alongside being unable to drive, I also can't cook. I'm a really bad adult. There's about three things I can do, one of which is identifying what Nokia phone is which from the 90s. Like, it's not a great skill to have. But this is a product that landed on my desk and it's completely up my street because it does everything for you. So if you are someone like me who can't cook, or maybe you are a cooking fanatic, but you don't have space on your countertop for a million and one different devices, this is the way to go. It covers the work of 23 different kitchen utensils. The way it works is you power it on and you scroll through the pre-installed recipes that are already in the memory. No. Mr. Drives everywhere, right? So what you do is you scan through all the different recipes on it. You click what you fancy. It'll tell you the ingredients that you need. And from there, it'll give you a step-by-step.
Hang on. I have to discuss with my cooker what I'm going to go shopping for.
Yes. Or you can put in what you already have and it'll give you some recipe ideas and it'll give you a numpty's guide to making whatever it is. There's a weighing scales built in. So say if it's like X amount of an ingredient, again, I'm not a cook, you put X amount of an ingredient in. And it'll tell you when you have the exact amount. It'll tell you the order in which ingredients will be needed so you can prep. Again, it's such a space saver if you don't want to have your entire kitchen covered in stuff. You can bake stuff in it. You can roast stuff in it. You can steam stuff in it. You're judging me now and I can feel the judgment. It's actually overwhelming. But so from things like mixing, steaming,
stirring. That was skepticism, not judgment.
No, it's absolutely judgment. You can sear. If you are someone who likes the notion of, you know, the Thermomix, which is the super expensive, like that's mega notion.
But the only reason you want a Thermomix is if you're making sauces. If you're not making sauces, you don't need a Thermomix.
How'd you make your dinner?
With the cooker and a pan.
So this is really, really
bad. Or I drive to a restaurant.
Yeah, there we go. No, I've lived in my house 6 months now and I think I've turned my oven on once and it was to make a frozen pizza, which I didn't make properly. So since reviewing this product over the last 2 weeks, I've actually made three dinners.
How much?
It's $4.99. Now, it's a little own brand device. It is very, like, they have sort of different bits and pieces from a tech point of view in there that are very impressive. The reason I'm talking about it, because I know 500 quid is not cheap. It's an investment piece. You are foregoing the need for 23 other utensils. So if you're someone like me who's not long into their house and you want something that's going to save you kitchen space but also be practical, it is worth doing.
It's also about 30% of the price of Thermomix and if it does the same stuff.
Exactly it. So it's on sale. I think it's from next week in Lidl stores. I have been so impressed. I've had a whale of a time using it and I would highly recommend.
You've started a sort of an I'm Spartacus thing. Like Jess, I never drove and I'm 65. I don't even ride a motorbike. Never. From a dub living in the country. Tell Jess that I'm 60 and cannot drive, says Chris. There's a lot coming along those lines. Another. Can you ask Jess if there's a device to transfer an ordinary TV into becoming a smart TV as opposed to buying a smart TV? If so, are they any good? And do they offer all of the services that a smart TV would offer?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways you can go. There's the Google Stream TV accessory. So essentially, it's the newer version of a Chromecast. Chromecast was around for many, many years. They've discontinued them as of last year. And now they've brought out a new, it's still very neat. It's bigger than a Chromecast. It plugs into your TV at the back of the telly via USB-C and it'll give you a smart interface on your TV. So you'll have access to your, whether it's Netflix or Disney or whatever it is, you can customize the apps that are on it.
Apple TV will do the same for you, won't it?
It will. And now the Google one is much cheaper. We use the Chromecast thingy, the new version of the Chromecast, because I don't like the interface on my smart TV. So even if you have a smart TV, but you don't like the interface, also the remote control that comes with it is class and you can use the voice control thing. So you can say, you know, put on Grey's Anatomy. We've just 20 this Thursday. Did you know that fact? It's 20. You care so much, I can tell.
Which preferably free ad block can you recommend for an iPad? We especially would like to block ads on YouTube accessed through Firefox or Chrome. I successfully use uBlock, is it, on Android devices, but it doesn't seem to exist for Apple. Thanks.
Yeah, the free ones tend to not be fantastical. Now, there's also the ethical concerns, I suppose, about using ad blockers on the likes of YouTube, because it is a source of revenue for content creators and outlets and all the rest. You have the option to pay for the YouTube premium, which is a subscription service that removes the ads. So you don't see any ads, you don't see any of the annoying pop-ups and all the rest. So when it comes to an ad blocker, if you want one that is good, very often you do have to pay.
I've noticed recently, I have a VPN, and occasionally if I leave it set on US settings and then watch YouTube, the amount of different illnesses that the ads tell me that I really should have, and survival kit that I haven't bought, it's remarkable.
It's so entertaining to watch them. And also, if you have a bit of time on your hands, go through the Facebook ad library. It's accessible to anyone. And if you geolocate it to America and you get to see the ads that go up on Facebook in the Americas, it's fascinating.
It's all restless leg syndrome and buy this military knife for when the zombies come through your windows.
But terms and conditions apply. Read the small print.
Questions asking about when this Silvercrest Monster Cuisine Smart is actually going to be available. I assume it's Middle Isle Jobby, is it?
It's Middle Isle Jobby and it's from April 3rd. So next week, next Thursday.
Jess, as ever, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.